sporty greetings to our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Thanks for tuning in this evening. Welcome to another expanded 30-minute edition of the Sunny Side of Sports.
Stand up! Stand up! Stand up! Stand up!
Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Yes, my friend.
The Sunny Side of Sports.
Sunny Side of Sports.
The Sunny Side of Sports Show.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Sunny Side of Sports right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
Stand up! Stand up! Stand up! Stand up!
The 2014 GLOCAF Awards Gala was held in Nigeria's commercial capital of Lagos on Thursday night. The annual ceremony, sponsored by the Nigerian telecommunications company Globacom, celebrates the best in African football. Our friend in Lagos, Segun Dot on the spot Adeyemi, reports.
The highlight of the gala night was the announcement of Ivorian midfielder Yaya Toure as the 2014 African Player of the Year. The 31-year-old Toure thus becomes the first player to win the award four consecutive times. While former Cameroonian star Samuel Eto'o also won the award four times, only three were won in successive years. Here is how Toure's victory was announced, as well as his reaction to the historic achievement.
All right, let's stand up for the winner, ladies and gentlemen, winning it for a fourth year running. Yaya Toure, everybody.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, I want to thank Allah for all this achievement, you know. I've been very blessed all this year, you know. As well, I want to thank the football fans. And as well, I want to thank the CAF with the president and as well, all the guys, his committee as well. And the last, thank you to Africa. Thank you very much.
That was Ivorian midfielder Yaya Toure speaking after winning the 2014 African Player of the Year, the most prestigious individual award in African football. Coaches of national associations affiliated to African soccer's governing body, CAF, voted overwhelmingly to make Toure the winner. Toure got a total of 175 votes to beat Gabonese forward Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang, who got 120 votes, and Nigeria's star goalkeeper Vincent Nyama, who secured 105 votes. Toure was not the only winner of the Night of Glitz and Glamour, but we'll get to that later. The annual GLOCAF Awards ceremony is always a combination of football and music, and the 2014 edition was not different. The announcement of the winners of the various categories was done in between musical interludes that featured the best in African music industry. One of them, Nigerian star Flavor, got the show onto a good start with some incredible female dancers entertaining the crowd that included the creme de la creme of African football, headed by CAF president Issa Hayatou. There was also the legendary South African trumpeter Hugh Masekela, who got a standing ovation. And then there was an energetic tribute to African football anthems by the Soweto Gospel Choir from South Africa and the masked Afro-Calypso artist from Nigeria, Lagbaja. Representative of the sponsors, Mrs. Gladys Talabi, also addressed the gathering.
The GLOCAF Awards has over the years been firmly established as the authentic platform to annually celebrate success stories in the African football. We are delighted by the keen competition in both male and female football on the continent. The quality of football on the continent is growing in leaps and bounds. We note with pride and a sense of fulfillment that one of the major contributory factors to the rising profile of football on the continent is the GLOCAF Awards. We are proud to contribute to the resurgence of a game from which our people derive their biggest passion. On our part in Globacom, we wish to reiterate our commitment to do more for African football.
That was Mrs. Gladys Talabi, Executive Director, Legal Services at Globacom, the Nigerian telecommunications company sponsoring the annual GLOCAF Awards. Now, let's quickly give a rundown of the winners in the other categories of the 2014 GLOCAF Awards. African Player of the Year, based in Africa, Fami Mubele Ndombe of the Democratic Republic of Congo, or DR Congo. Women's Player of the Year, Asisat Oshoala of Nigeria, a double winner on the night as she also won the Youth Player of the Year award. Most Promising Talent, Yassin Brahimi of Algeria. Coach of the Year, Karadin Madoui of Algeria. National Team of the Year, Algeria. Women's National Team of the Year, Nigeria. Club of the Year, Anton Setif of Algeria. Referee of the Year, Papa Bakri Gassama of the Gambia. Football Leader of the Year, Moise Katumbi Chapwe, President of TP Mazembe of DR Congo. African Legend Award, Orix Club of Cameroon, winner of the maiden edition of the CAF Champions League in 1964. This award created some emotions as the three surviving members of the club struggled to climb the stage to pick up the prize. Platinum Award, Dr. Kwame Nkrumah, first president of Ghana, and Nigeria's president Goodluck Jonathan. And then CAF's finest 11, goalkeeper Vincent Nyama of Nigeria. Defenders, John Kasulula, DR Congo, Mehdi Benatia, Morocco, Stephane Mbia, Cameroon, and Kwadwo Asamoah, Ghana. Midfielders, Yaya Toure, Ivory Coast, Yassine Brahimi, Algeria, Fakhreddin Ben Youssouf, Tunisia, and Ahmed Musa, Nigeria. And forwards, Asamoah Gyan of Ghana, and Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang, Gabon. Just like the gala night started, it rounded off with music. Again, Flavor, who was later joined by the other performers of the night, sang out the ceremony with the Globacom anthem.
It's my dream. That's my way. That's my way. Never surrender. Too much fun.
For the Sunny Side of Sports, this is Segun Adeyemi in Lagos.
Thanks, Segun. It sounds like it was a great night in Lagos. One of the big stories in the English Premier League and Major League Soccer this week was Liverpool captain Steven Gerrard announcing he plans to go to MLS at the end of this season.
My next team's going to be LA Galaxy. You know, I'm really excited for the new challenge in my life. That's the team I'll join at the end of this season. Their pursuing me was very aggressive. The talks I've had with them have been very positive. They basically told me what I wanted to hear, you know, told me about the winning mentality at the club. I think I'm going to be moving to the most successful team, you know, over in the United States. You know, I've watched a lot of their games and I also know some of the players that have been there and sampled it, and I've heard great things about it. So for this stage of my career, I think the timing's right to move on. But, you know, I still feel like a player. I still know I can perform well for the next couple of years, so I want to go into a setup with a winning mentality, to a team that's used to winning, and also a team that's got people within there that want to win in the future. I know the players have got a winning mentality, they've proved it over a number of years, but having spoke to the manager Bruce Arena and also the people above him, they're very aggressive and you know, they want success, and that's what I want, and that's how I want to finish my career, so they're the reasons why I've chose LA Galaxy.
The Galaxy says the 34-year-old Gerrard will join the club in July in an 18-month deal. He follows in the footsteps of the now-retired David Beckham and soon-to-be Galaxy teammate Robbie Keane, former EPL players who crossed the Atlantic in the latter stages of their career for MLS. Steven Gerrard was asked what he thinks will be his biggest challenge in the American League.
I think the biggest challenge is going to be settling in. I've lived in Liverpool all my life. I'm a Scouser through and through. I love my city. I'm proud of my roots. But, you know, it's also important. You only get one life. It's important to try different things, new experiences. And it's also a big thing for my children as well, to take them out of their comfort zone and give them a life experience that will hopefully help them develop as humans as well. So it's perfect timing for this new challenge. And, I'm really excited and looking forward to it. But I've still got a few things to try and achieve before I go. So my focus is on that, and there'll be, plenty of time to get excited after this season.
Steven Gerrard is also the subject of our English Premier League football question of the week, and that's just ahead.
Hey guys, I hope you guys had a great week. I'm VOA's Downtown Brown. So the question of the week was, Liverpool's captain Steven Gerrard recently announced he's moving to MLS once his contract expires at the end of the season. Is Gerrard's move a good boost for MLS, or just another player just trying to make a few bucks? So the winner of the question of the week is Shepard Tenaro from South Africa, who wrote, "The American League is growing at an alarming rate. In the years to come, it will be flooded with players at their peak. You can even see the United States team doing well, especially in the last World Cup, where they finished second in the group of death. Everyone thought they'll be the first ones to pack their bags. I see MLS attracting stars in the near future, especially the ones that are past their prime. It's always good to play in the United States." And he gave me a shout out, Downtown Brown. And thank you, Shepard, for leaving your comment. So matches to watch over the weekend: Southampton versus Man U, Everton versus Man City, Chelsea versus Newcastle. And check her local listings for the time. So in the studio, we have Tef Tef. What's up, Tef?
How you doing, Dan?
The question was, Steven Gerrard is leaving Liverpool and is joining LA Galaxy. How do you feel about this?
Just to make fun of him first, I think he might actually win something now that he's moved to the Galaxy. But all fun aside, I think it's a great move for the MLS and himself, although I still think he had a couple of good years in him to stay in Europe. We actually were discussing this with Sonny earlier. I think for the MLS, it's a great move because, they're covering their major markets right now. You know, they have Lampard going to New York City, the new New York City team. With Gerrard going and joining Robbie Keane and Galaxy, he can replace, David Beckham. He's not as big of an image, but it's still Gerrard. He's a decent player. I think it's great for the MLS. I don't know if it's going to be great for him, although he could still come back to other leagues when the MLS is in off season, which is what they've done with a lot of players recently.
So would this damage his legacy at Liverpool for him joining LA Galaxy?
Absolutely not. I mean, I think as much as, people make fun of him for not having won that many titles, he does have that historic Champions League win against AC Milan. He could have, in my opinion, had Liverpool been a better competitor as a team, he could have won a couple more, including last year. I think the irony last year was the fact that he was the one to kind of lose it by slipping against Chelsea. So in the end, he gave Liverpool everything he's had since he was a kid, and I think they've given him the same. Maybe they could have given him a little bit more, but that's it.
With Steven Gerrard going to MLS, is there anyone that's going to follow him?
Sure. I mean, I think David Beckham's team, that's about to be, they're going to join the league, I think, in a couple of years from Miami. I think he's already wrapped up Kaká signing. I wouldn't be. Cristiano's actually right now. His agent was saying how he wouldn't rule out a move to the MLS eventually. Again, Cristiano is still performing at such a level that he might stay in Europe for six more years. But eventually, MLS could get some of these star players.
Thanks, Steph, for joining us.
Yeah, for sure. Anytime.
I'm VOA's Downtown Brown, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
Voice of America, VOA, Washington.
I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
Let's give a Sunny Side of Sports shout-out for VOA's Sule Terawale, my engineer this evening. Kick it, Sule!
Kick it!
On Africa News Tonight, we let the sound tell the story, putting you in the middle of events from Africa's news to world crises. Africa News Tonight comes to you live from the Voice of America, Monday through Friday at 1600 and 1800 UTC on the following shortwave frequencies, 6080 kilohertz, 49.3 meter band, and 15580 kilohertz, 19.2 meter band. We are also live on the internet at www.voaafrica.com.
Thanks, Joe. That's Joe DiCapua, the managing editor of our Africa News Tonight radio show. And you can hear another edition of Africa News Tonight immediately following the Sunny Side of Sports at 1800 UTC. World football's governing body, FIFA, released its first set of rankings for 2015 on Thursday. The 2014 World Cup champion, Germany, remains number one overall, followed by Argentina, the team it beat in the World Cup final. Colombia, Belgium, and the Netherlands round out the top five. Turning to Africa, the Desert Foxes of Algeria remain the highest-ranked team on the continent at 18th overall. Another North African side, Tunisia, is next at 22nd overall, followed by Ivory Coast at 28, Senegal at 35, and Ghana at 37. Guinea is 39th overall, and the Cape Verde Islands is 40th. Rounding out the top 10 teams in Africa in the FIFA January rankings, we have Cameroon at 42, Nigeria at 43, and Mali at 49. With the exception of Nigeria, all of those African teams I mentioned are getting ready to pack their bags for Equatorial Guinea and the 2015 Africa Cup of Nations tournament. I preview the competition in my latest blog post, which you can read at the following address, blogs.voanews.com/sunny. Once again, that address, blogs.voanews.com/sunny. The title of my blog post is New Champion to be Crowned at Equatorial Guinea 2015. It's shaping up as one of the most competitive Africa Cup of Nations tournaments in recent years. The 16-team competition, which kicks off January 17th, features nine former champions, but not the reigning title holder, Nigeria, which failed to qualify. Our African football guru, David Legg, says he thinks there are seven teams that could possibly lift the trophy on February 8th, in the seaport city of Bata. They are, in alphabetical order, Algeria, Cameroon, Ghana, Ivory Coast, Senegal, South Africa, and Tunisia. our friend in Lagos, Segun Dot on the Spot Adeyemi, returns now with a report on the disappointment surrounding Nigeria's failure to qualify for the 2015 Africa Cup of Nations tournament.
One team that will be watching the 2015 Nations Cup finals on television is Nigeria, which is the defending champion. The Super Eagles of Nigeria failed to qualify for the Equatorial Guinea tournament, to the disappointment of many football fans. Among them is former Super Eagles captain, Nwankwo Kanu. Kanu told the football website Goal.com that 2014 was a disappointing year for Nigerian football because of the Eagles' failure to qualify for the Nations Cup. If we are not featuring among the best countries in Africa that will participate in the 2015 AFCON, that is the Nations Cup, it simply means that something went wrong with our football in 2014, he says. Echoing Kanu is a Nigerian parliamentarian and football enthusiast, Ogbonna Nwoke. Nwoke says Nigeria will be sorely missed at the 2015 Nations Cup finals.
But I think the world will miss Nigeria's absence. I think the Africans themselves will miss Nigeria's absence. We'll bring a great some difference to the game. The way we play, the way we celebrate, even the way we sing when the game is on. And I think the world will miss that definitely. I think the African world will be wondering how come a former champion, just champion of the game in South Africa, suddenly fizzles out when it matters most. That's the game. It's always, like we say in sports, let the best win.
He also speaks on what needs to be done to raise the standard of football in Nigeria.
We need to lay appropriate foundations. It's just not enough for us to depend on our boys who have been tutored abroad by foreign coaches. I believe the time has come to fully establish the Nigerian league. The time has come for coaches here to look further inwards. There are talents everywhere. Those who are playing abroad began their play at home. They were not made abroad. And so if we work hard, if we remove politics from football, if we bring in proper football administrators, not just opportunists that are beginning to gravitate in the direction of the football house, then we can put Nigeria's football back on track.
That was Nigerian parliamentarian Ogbonna Nwoke commenting on the absence of the Super Eagles of Nigeria from the 2015 Nations Cup finals in Equatorial Guinea. He spoke with reporter Tony Tamuno in Port Harcourt. Thanks so much for listening. For the Sunny Side of Sports, this is Segun Adeyemi in Lagos.
Thanks, Segun, and Happy New Year!
Voice of America!
I received an email from Michael Umagun, a loyal Voice of America listener in Nigeria's commercial capital. Michael is one of the many Nigerian fans in Africa's most populous country who is very disappointed that the country's national team, the Super Eagles, won't be defending their Nations Cup title in Equatorial Guinea. Michael describes himself as Super Eagles supporter forever, and he writes, "Dear Sonny, I can't remember any Nations Cup in recent memory where the defending champion didn't make it back to defend the trophy. On February 6, 2013, Michael's got a good memory, you appeared on Chaka Sali's Straight Talk Africa show after Nigeria beat Mali 4-1 in the Nations Cup semifinals in Durban, South Africa. You predicted, Sonny, that the Super Eagles would go on to win the trophy because they were hungry for success, and we did." Michael continues, "We're now arrogant and no longer hungry. The result is apparent for all to see." But Michael is confident the Super Eagles will come back, closing his email by saying, "All this notwithstanding, the Super Eagles shall fly again, and all our detractors will be granulated into rubbles and pieces." Thanks for writing, Michael! Well, I'd like to invite our VOA listeners to send me your comments. We appreciate the feedback here at Voice of America headquarters in Washington. You can send me email at sonny@voanews.com. Sonny is spelled S-O-N-N-Y. And pick up a pen or a pencil and a piece of paper. My full postal mailing address is The Sunny Side of Sports, Voice of America, 330 Independence Avenue Southwest, room 1613, Washington, D.C., 20237.
Voice of America, VOA, Washington.
I got another email from Jerry Bulima, who I believe used to live in Cameroon, but now lives here in the Washington area. Jerry writes that he's picking his beloved Indomitable Lions of Cameroon to win their fifth Nations Cup trophy in Equatorial Guinea. And Jerry wonders which team I'm picking to win the title. Well, Jerry, my two favorites for the trophy in Equatorial Guinea are the Desert Foxes of Algeria and the Black Stars of Ghana. It's been a long time since either team won the Nations Cup championship, and I just figure one of them is due. Algeria's one and only title was in 1990, while Ghana's fourth and last title was in 1982. And as for form, Jerry, I thought Algeria was the best African team at last year's World Cup in Brazil. Shagun Dot on the spot Adeyemi reported earlier how Nigerian star Flavor performed at Thursday night's GloCaf Awards ceremony in Lagos. Let's shake things up now with this tasty and flavorful song from Flavor titled Shake.
Mr. Flavor on the microphone.
When you see a woman with a bishop, you don't know. Are you ready now? Baby girl, show them. Show them.
Mr. Flavor, party on!
You don't know. Are you ready now? Let me show them.